My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Give us the story of your first time.
Tell us about your first time. I knew you were going there.
Let's go ahead. We're here. The Drive family is ready to understand your first time. Mine, if it is to help, mine, backseat of a Ford Escape. At a Piggly Wiggly parking lot.
Wow,
pretty late. Wrong?
The back part of the parking lot in Raytown, Missouri. It's a good time. Wasn't a great effort. Very quick.
Not yeah. Hold on, so.
Felt like she regretted it for the next couple of weeks. But, I mean, hey, we got it done. Let's hear it. Go ahead. Let's just open it up.
Well, it was a family reunion. And, you know.
I did not have a family reunion. Oh, it was a family reunion?
Yeah. Never saw her in that light before. No, I'm kidding. please. I would never share that on the radio either.
Third cousin's fine, man.
Yeah. Yeah, it was through marriage, not blood.
Yeah, marriage, huh?
That's my it.
Man, twice removed.
Well done.
I never saw her in that light before. 713-572-4610. You can share your first time stories as well. But no, man, that's how you get tight right there. That's how you break the ice right there. All right, couple of big moves happened in the AFC. And we heard the fellas just talking about it on the way in. Devontae Adams gets traded from the Raiders to the Jets. Everybody kind of saw this coming.
When I came out of the darkness.
And I know Aaron will say he had nothing to do with it. Just odd. Guys that he has histories with, from Randall Cobb to Alan Lazard to Nathaniel Hackett to Todd Downing to hell, everybody on the offensive side of the ball damn near. He has had some sort of relationship with, but he is there going to be with the Jets. Also, the Bills, they trade for Amari Cooper from the Browns, and they get him in the fold. So the Bills add Amari Cooper, and the Jets add Devontae Adams. And I'm throwing this out to you all, 713-572-4610. As a Texans fan, do those two moves concern you? How do those two moves make you feel? Where are you at when you hear those two moves that AFC powers, who have some offensive struggles, have added big-time receivers? Where are you at on that? 713-572-4610. Those of you on YouTube and Twitch, real quick, Ron, what's up today, man? You called Luke a tall drink of water. Caressed John and wanted to see the dude streaking nude. I didn't want to see him streaking nude. He decided to do that himself. That's what he put on.
I mean, you're not not going to look.
No, I mean, yeah.
If there's a jogger starting to strip down.
Takes his shirt and his shoes off, I bet there were other people looking in their rearview mirrors. I bet there were other people trying to look. It's just it's an odd thing. From the text line, first time on a stairwell in my high school, 10th grade, before band practice, before school had cameras. Nice job. There you go.
That's really good for somebody in the band, too.
That seems better than mine. I was very uncomfortable in that backseat of that Ford Escape before they kind of had it extended.
The showman.
This is a newer version. But, Luke, your concern. Your concern for the Texans, in terms of the Texans with those moves, where are you at with that?
Yeah, for the Jets, I wouldn't be concerned. Now, this is the move the Jets had to make. But I still don't think they're enough with Devontae Adams to be considered Super Bowl contenders in the AFC. I mean, for one, they don't even have a coach now. And I know Robert Saleh wasn't a great head coach to begin with. Rodgers is kind of like the head coach. But what's the history of interim coaches having much success? You know, Rich Bisaccia was the first one to even lead a team to the playoffs. Yeah. So the Jets already, with or without Devontae Adams, are not in a great spot to compete in the AFC, in my opinion. The Bills is certainly more concerning. Now, I do want to see it play out a little bit, but just first reaction when I see the news today, if I'm a Texans fan, that one makes me a little more concerned because Buffalo tried it these last couple weeks with this by committee approach on offense. And it worked great early in the season against some bad teams, but not so good these last couple weeks. And with that offense or with that roster that the Bills have been using these last couple weeks, that's not a Super Bowl roster to me. I mean, I know the Chiefs last year, you can make the case, they didn't have this big-time receiver. They had a much better defense last year than the Bills are currently working with. So Buffalo needed some help if they wanted to compete in the AFC. And Cooper might be that guy where you come in, you give him some sort of weapon on offense to go with those tight ends and the run game. Josh Allen's running. And as the point you made earlier, I mean, you almost beat the Texans when Josh Allen played terrible on the road with no weapons whatsoever. Now you throw in Amari Cooper. That's the concerning move to me. The Jets, that's a nonsense. They're not even in my mind as a Texans fan. I'm not worried about them until that kickoff in a few weeks. But otherwise, you know, the Bills, that's the concern.
Completely agree. So, as I see some people rolling here, someone said not concerned at all. What else here? Both teams got better, but Aaron Rodgers is the problem in New York, not the offense. They don't scare. And I got to say, Luke, I agree a lot with that texter. The Jets, nothing. And I think Devontae's the better player between him and Cooper.
Agreed.
Right now. But I don't think Devontae Adams is the guy that was in Green Bay. Right? I think he's still very good. I think Aaron and Devontae have taken drops down. I mean, they've gotten older. They've gotten, you know, they're removed now. They're not the same players we saw together in Green Bay several years back. So I think that brings them back a little bit. And to that person, man, Aaron Rodgers is one of the worst, I'd say, leaders of great players I've ever seen. You know what I mean? Like, he's a great player. Aaron's a Hall of Famer. But in terms of, like, you know, the ones compared to where Peyton went and took over the Broncos, and Brady went and took over the Buccaneers. They brought a sense of this is how you do it.
Right.
This is I'm gonna take on the leadership role. Those dudes, right? They had to. I think they almost got in trouble for practicing too much. Right. It was during COVID. Tom had them at some kind of high school, and then Manning was practicing too much. He's in Egypt during mandatory minicamp. Like Aaron is, and he's a bad decision maker. Thinking like, oh yeah, let me bring in Nathaniel Hackett in or call plays. Like he's a bad decision maker. So the Jets to me don't concern. I know that the Texans play him coming up at the end of this month, but the Jets have no concern at all to me. I think the biggest thing with this whole thing, fellas, is I think this is great for the Texans. Because the Chiefs didn't get Amari Cooper. They weren't going to get Devontae Adams. The Raiders weren't going to trade him to the Chiefs. Mm-hmm. The Chiefs is the team. There are two teams to me that could be in the way of the Texans that should concern the Texans. And that's the Chiefs and that's the Ravens. And the Chiefs feel a lot more vulnerable to the Texans now that Rashee Rice is injured and is probably going to miss the year. Hollywood Brown is injured, probably going to miss the year. They're depending on Juju Smith-Schuster and Xavier Worthy, who's a rookie just catching on. They are going to try and, I think, trade for receiver. Amari Cooper was tops on their list from what I hear and would be a great fit for them. They didn't get him. He goes to the Bills. I think it's great news for the Texans that the Chiefs, because now when you look at receivers and the Chiefs need one, DeAndre Hopkins is probably at the top of that list. And then after that, I think everybody else probably thinks they're still in and they're not trading people. I don't think that the Titans are going to trade Calvin Ridley if they just signed him. I don't think any of that's going to happen. It's tough pickings now for the Chiefs to go get a wide receiver. So to me, I think the Texans really went out right there that the Chiefs is going to be much more difficult for them to improve their team at that position.
I'll throw a name at you in a sec, but first let me ask you this. It's almost like in high school, I guess, when you're interested in a girl.
Is that when your first time was in high school? Just let it out.
It was in the stairwell. No, it wasn't. I'm going to milk this for 4 hours, and before we sign off for the day, maybe I'll tell you the true story later before we go, final segment. So we call that a tease. Stay tuned.
That's a long tease.
Yeah, that's right. That's how you get them to
hell of
stay
listening.
Yeah.
Hell of a tease.
That's how you keep the audience all afternoon.
I'm intrigued.
So I forgot my scenario for a moment. Okay, say you're in high school, and there's this girl you like, and you're interested in. You don't want her to start dating the dude with like the motorcycle because you can't match up with him. You want her to start dating the guy in chess club because you still have a shot to get to her. So I say that because do you think it's worth it for the Texans? Like, is this scenario worth it to have him go to the Bills, make them a little bit better, as long as it doesn't make the Chiefs even better?
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.